Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is West Lafayette Mayor Aaron Easter. Mayor, thank you, as always, for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this past week, a number of Purdue students have been protesting the war in Gaza by camping out on the Memorial Mall lawn. The protests have been, I think it's fair to say, milder than the scenes we're getting from other universities across the country. But Purdue officials have threatened several students with expulsion. I wonder if you'd comment on kind of what we're seeing.
Sure. So I think, President Chung and I have had some conversations, and we both strongly agree that these students have the right and the ability to express themselves. And we, as, you know, institutions of government or of higher education, don't want to limit that opportunity for free speech. Excuse me. We don't want to limit that opportunity for free speech. But there comes a time when there is an opportunity for violence or hate speech that obviously goes beyond what we would consider appropriate free speech measures. I'm not saying that we've gotten there either in the university or in any other circumstance, but I do think the opportunity, whether you agree with someone's opinion or not, one of the tenet foundations of our nation is the ability to speak freely, barring any hate or violence. So those students are going to have that opportunity, and to the extent that Purdue has their own rules and regulations that govern student activity on campus, and that's well beyond our control. I think the most important thing is that whether we agree or disagree, we still keep it open forums available for people to express how they feel about a situation.
Yeah. I want to pivot here and ask you just briefly about, City Bus announced it's ending free fare off of campus for students and faculty under a plan announced this week. The company said it faces a financial cliff. Does the city have a perspective on this? I know that Purdue officials have kind of been pushing back and saying, they want to try to find a way to create and maintain a more affordable way for students and faculty to get around the city. Is the city going to weigh in here at all?
To the extent that we have, a position to take here, we really don't. I know that both organizations and the individuals with those organizations are hardworking, and I know that they will come to a solution that protects both City Bus to be able to provide transportation for our community long into the future, and also creates transportation pathways for students, faculty, and staff at the university. And I'm fully confident that both sides will come to an agreement that suits the entire community.
Yeah. I want to ask you, again, and we've spoken to you about this in the past, but the ongoing fight between the Tippecanoe County Assessor and a change to assessment law that is likely to decrease the revenue coming to the city through large apartment complexes. What is the latest, and is the city expecting a large decrease in its tax base here?
No, not yet. Based on all of the calculations we've received back from the state, we are looking, don't want to say that it's okay, but it's not a worst case scenario situation. There are a few things that we need to do in the intervening time. One, continue to have conversations with our legislators, which is the most important component of that, and really explain while the legislature and Department of Local Government Finance are trying to find consistency within the state and around the state when it comes to assessments, not every county and every city is exactly the same. So having that flexibility to really be able to understand what the investment structure and taxation structure is of those communities, I really should say the tax base of those communities, is an important component of that assessment. There are a lot of really wonderful communities across the state of Indiana, but as I look out my window, I can't think of many that have 16-story buildings. Using an assessment calculator for Tippecanoe County is a really, really different assessment calculator for a more rural county that may not have the same type and style of buildings that we have. So we're really trying to get to a point, one, where we understand that all taxpayers have to be equal and fair taxpayers. So that is very important. But two, that our communities are different, and it's okay that they're different, but we need to have a reasonable and reliable tool to really assess the differences between those communities and the properties and buildings that contribute to the tax base.
You and I spoke last time just before the announcement of SK Hynix coming to the city. Anything you might want to say about those plans now that they're out in the open?
Yeah, this is one of those rare opportunities where we have the chance to work with an organization and be part of a larger national effort to bring manufacturing of semiconductors and all of their component parts back to the United States. We had been a leader for a while, and many of those opportunities had left the U.S. over the course of many years. And the technology around that has changed significantly. And I've said before, and we'll say again, I think, you know, West Lafayette's biggest strategic advantage is the research that comes out of Purdue University and partnering that research to help make global change around the world. And certainly with the SK Hynix announcement, we are able to come right alongside the Biden administration as well and their efforts to bring semiconductor manufacturing back to the United States. So we are very excited about it. SK Hynix is a well-known company, obviously, in Korea, but they have a small U.S. presence at the moment and have truly been good partners through this entire process. We have no doubt that they will see our community as their community and will want to be good community partners with us as well. The biggest question that comes up, I think, is about water. And while that is a major issue, it's not one that we don't think about and that we don't research and that we don't have really smart decision-making around. So, you know, there's a big difference between a user who's using, you know, a small fraction of the amount of water that has been discussed leaving Tippecanoe County, who cleans that water and who is a zero landfill company and who has really, really stringent and aggressive climate goals globally, not just here in West Lafayette, but across the globe. So when we look at all of those things together, we see our own community values mimicked in this organization. And I think that this is an opportunity for a long-term partnership for many, many decades to come.
That is our time for today. Mayor Easter, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBAA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.